Bills owner and American Football League co-founder Ralph Wilson has died at 95. He was instrumental in the AFL-NFL merger and watched his team win four consecutive AFC championships from 1990 to 1993 without winning the Super Bowl. And Hall of Fame former Buffalo Bills quarterback Jim Kelly is expected to undergo surgery following the return of oral cancer. Kelly led the Bills to four consecutive Super Bowls, the only quarterback in history to do so. In women's college basketball, number 1 UConn beat number 9 St. Joseph's 91-52 and will go on to face number 12 BYU at 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. In the CBI, Siena will see Illinois State at 7 p.m. tonight at the Times Union Center. The winner goes on to the championship game. The NCAA men's ice hockey tournament starts Friday with ECAC champion Union College going head-to-head with Vermont in Bridgeport, Connecticut at 2 p.m. on ESPNU. In the NBA, the LA Lakers blew out New York 127-96, Cleveland slid past Toronto 102-100, Orlando bested Portland 95-85, Dallas beat Oklahoma City in overtime 128-119. In the NHL, the New York Islanders outshot Carolina 5-4, Montreal shut out Buffalo 2-0, St. Louis edged Toronto 5-3, Los Angeles topped Washington in a shootout 5-4, Phoenix trumped Pittsburgh 3-2, Columbus beat Detroit 4-2, Florida squeaked by Ottawa in a shootout, 3-2. It was Chicago over Dallas, 4-2. San Jose won against Edmonton, 5-2. Colorado defeated Nashville in a shootout, 5-4. The former New York Yankees manager Joe Torre saw where his Hall of Fame plaque will be displayed at the Baseball Hall of Fame Tuesday. I'm Patrick Garrett for WAMC News.